Our next case is number 212327, In Re One Love Brewery, LLC. Okay, Mr. Kane.
Suffocating back there. May it please the court. My name is Kevin Kane. I'm here representing the applicant appellant, One Love Brewery, a microbrewery and restaurant located in Lincoln, New Hampshire, that had applied for the trademark Drink the East, which it has used continuously since January 1 of 2015. Its registration was denied and found to be likely confused by a reasonable person with the registered mark Drink the West, which is held by Blacktooth Brewing Company in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Board below found that there were some similarities between applicant and the registrant in that they were both microbreweries, they were both restaurants, they both sold merchandise, t-shirts and mugs and things of that nature with their trademarks on there, and they did it both at their restaurant, in their stores, and on their websites. And none of those facts are really in dispute. Board below found or acknowledged that there is no evidence whatsoever of any actual confusion in the marketplace, but they discounted that completely. I am confused, quite frankly, in an ex parte proceeding such as this, how I was supposed to prove a negative other than to say that there is no evidence of actual confusion in the marketplace. I believe that the confusion or the decision here was wrong, and I would suggest that the real focus here is on who is an ordinary person, number one, and number two, what's reasonable. And neither of those things are DuPont factors, but they should be, because in this case, someone is going to look at a mark and it's going to say, Drink the East. It's going to be on a t-shirt that's sold by my client in a microbrewery in New Hampshire. No reasonable person applying common sense is going to confuse that with Drink the West, which is associated with a microbrewery in Cheyenne, Wyoming. No one. So reasonable person and common sense need to be applied to this analysis as much as any DuPont factor. And the case law, the Citibank case in particular, has found that you could satisfy any number of DuPont factors, and they don't carry the day. You still have to step back.
Let me just go back. Why wouldn't a reasonable person who happened to have been a patron at the Wyoming, in the Wyoming locale, visiting New Hampshire, see Drink the East, think, it's this Wyoming company looks like is going national with maybe, a variety of regional affiliates.
Because the name of the Wyoming company is called Blacktooth Brewing Company. It's on their sign. It's on all of their signs. It's on the mugs. It's on the t-shirts. It's on everything.
But it's not part of their registered mark.
Well, I think they actually have other registered marks
for style. Right?
Fair enough. It's a word mark. It's a word mark. I would say this, that this idea that because you have a cardinal direction in your trademark.
No, but it's not just because of that. It's because of the, I don't mean to use this, I don't think, in the technical sense. It's somewhat a fanciful expression. It's like the Skittles expression, taste the rainbow.
Well, I think it's obvious to a reasonable person that Drink the West relates to Wyoming, the
right,
West. The Indians, the cowboys.
But somebody who uses the somewhat fanciful expression, taste the West in Wyoming, a reasonable person at least could think that when you see it in New Hampshire with taste the East,
Drink the East.
Has decided to use this, this fanciful expression, locality by locality, or region by region.
This is where I guess I get to say I respectfully disagree, and strongly. Because
Just because they're two different microbreweries. I mean, there's all this kind of, even the big name brands sometimes present themselves as microbreweries. You could, even if they've identified as this is a specific name microbrewery in the West and a specific name microbrewery in the East, you could still think, well, they're really just owned by the same big company and they're repeating the taste of the East, or drink the East, drink the West. The taste of the rainbow has now confused me.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
I knew I heard an echo of this kind of expression.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to start expanding nationally. We'll see taste of the West. We're going to see, drink the South, drink Canada. I don't understand how you can say that's unreasonable. I mean, you might think it might be more reasonable to have your view, but it certainly doesn't seem unreasonable to confuse those two terms.
Well, let's go to the real analysis here, though, is the likelihood of confusion, right? The likelihood of confusion. And is there going to be a likelihood of confusion? I think the reasonable person says no. I think you're reframing it. And drink the West for a Wyoming-based microbrewery to the reasonable person obviously means cowboys and Indians, drink the West, come out here and drink our flavor. And drink the East is clearly related to drinking in New Hampshire, New England, that type of thing. Just like the old bumper stickers, ski the East. You don't think about going to Vail. There used to be bumper stickers out in Colorado,
but I'm not sure that helps you, because it suggests that the distributor might be tailoring the second part of the mark to suit the geography in which the product's being distributed. I mean, this is not a unique case in this sense, and we have downtown or uptown or have been found by the board to create a possibility of likelihood of confusion, and manpower and woman power have been held to create a likelihood of confusion. The fact that they're opposites doesn't really carry the day for you, and the very fact that it's a different geography suggests that the purveyor of the product might be tailoring it to the geography.
But we have a record here before us, and within this record we don't have to guess about whether someone's going national or not national. We know who these people are.
Consumer doesn't necessarily know that.
But the consumer going to my client that's in New Hampshire is never, on this record, ever going to be confused with Drink the West. It's just not a reasonable assumption, I would suggest. It's not reasonably foreseeable. And for that reason, I would say that the decision of the board should be overturned, and it should be sent back at least for publication. And then if this trademark holder wants to object, then maybe we come back here again. But at this stage, on this record, I don't believe it was appropriate to deny the application. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Ms. Walker.
May it please the court. The Trademark Trial and Appeal Board correctly concluded that appellant's Drink the East mark is likely to be confused with the previously registered Drink the West mark. The board carefully considered the marks and found their similarities as a whole, at a their similarities in considering the marks as a whole weighed in favor of likelihood of confusion. I want to address a point that my friend made several times here. My friend said that we are talking about breweries in distinct geographic areas, and the board considered that issue and said correctly, based on this court's precedent, that we can't consider those, that the board couldn't consider those geographic restrictions absent a restriction in the goods ID themselves, right? What we have here are clothing items and hats, unrestricted, in both the registration and the application. There's no restriction, for example, that these are goods sold by a microbrewery in Wyoming versus goods sold by a microbrewery in New Hampshire. We do have the identity of the registrant and the applicant, but as Judge Dyke identified, the consumers are not aware of the owner, right? The idea here is that there's a test for if the consumer were to see the mark without knowing the owner, would they assume that these two marks come from the same, and often anonymous source? And the board did, it made a very clear factual finding here that there was a likelihood of confusion. If the court has no further questions, I would ask that this court affirm the board.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Kane, you have additional?
I'll wait for a moment.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank both counsel. The case is submitted.